Audio Gravity, 14th of September 2009. First link today is www.jobspice.com. Now, if you're like me and you have to revisit your CV because you haven't touched it in, you know, since like forever, and it just looked an absolute mess, and you had the recruitment company getting in touch with you saying, you know, why have you got four pages of junk that we don't really sort of understand what you do? I had to recently redesign mine. I got it right down to one page, just got the basic facts on there. But if you're looking for, if you're on the road a lot or you quickly need to sort of get one of these together, you've got a few options. You can download an open source word processing package like Bean on Mac. You can download OpenOffice, which is free for the PC, which is very similar to Microsoft Word. Or you can use something like JobSpice.com. JobSpice is a really straightforward, simple design website. You can put in various sections to your CV. You can save that CV. You can obviously print it. You can save it as a PDF, and you can also share it as well. So that's quite useful that if you're doing a lot of stuff with consultancies, you can import your CV into this and then update it as and when you need to. Don't have to worry about where it is or how you can get it or how you can get to it. So it's sort of bringing your CV to the Web 2 world, really. And there's a bunch of styles in there. You can obviously preview it. And it's a really neat way of being able to share your CV securely online. Instead of, you know, uploading it to a website, you can give people access to it. And I'm not sure if you can, if there's a privacy thing on it or not. Not really sure. I have to set up a username and password for it. Next link today is over on electric-works.net. Now, I never knew about this place, but Electric Works is a new state-of-the-art contemporary office space for creative digital and media businesses based in Sheffield. Now, Sheffield is about roughly about an hour away from here, I guess. And what really stands out about this, one, they're really, really close to the train station, which is always a good plus with things like this. If you can get off a train and get to it really quickly, that's awesome. But the biggest thing about this that struck me is that I found it through Vimeo, but they've got like this indoor slide. It's like a three-story high slide from the very, very top to the bottom where the reception is. And it's just a bit quirky, really. It's just a bit strange to have something like that. It's nice to see that there's a lot more of these developments and businesses setting up. Something like Electric Works really needs to do a social media event or some sort of co-working space thing over a weekend, so Friday evening to like a Sunday morning, and take that space and make it a really sort of social media enabled space where people are working on projects collaboratively and sort of can get together and get into producing some social media and build their presence of content up online. Next link today is a real good one, actually. This is a fantastic link. It's something that I thought about myself about a year ago to do with, but mine was very, very simplistic. It was to do with blocking the host file. The host file on a PC or a Mac is basically a file. I don't even know if there is one on a Mac, but I know there is one on a PC. You can put in URLs, IP addresses to go to certain things, or you can block certain things. So when it goes off to look at it through a web page, it normally goes out onto the web, looks at the DNS server and gives you the website back. Well, you can block all that sort of stuff locally. So some guys, Steve Lambert, has wrote an application called Self Control, which is an OS X application, so it's for a Mac, which blocks access to incoming and outgoing mail servers and websites for a predetermined period of time. For example, you could block access to your email, Facebook or Twitter for 90 minutes, but still have access to the rest of the web. Once started, it cannot be undone by the application, by deleting the application or by restarting the computer. You must wait for the timer to run out. Awesome, awesome idea. And I'm sure people who are trying to get productive will definitely get a lot out of this. Next link today is Staction, strange name. Really nice web design though, a really nice layout. They've gone with the sort of Twitter kind of approach, which is the big box at the top, a little entry space underneath. I don't know if that's for URLs or links or whatever, and then an update. There's a lot of companies doing this sort of thing. I don't know which one's the best one, and I throw these out there so that people might you know, pick it up and run with it and have a play with it and tell me which one's the best. The things I don't like about similar things to this is that there's a lot of companies jumping on the bandwagon making similar stuff, but they don't look at the other ones first and take what's good about those and then add their sort of additional ideas on top of it, which I think is probably the best way forward. And I don't like also, you know, these monthly subscription things. I understand that, you know, you've got to bring some regular income in and you've got to be able to upgrade, update the package and pay programmers and all that. But I don't know, there needs to be more levels of support for somebody who's like a one-man band like myself to, you know, a five-band team or a small startup, for instance, who might be, you know, use it but can't afford it for the first 60 days or 90 days. But I don't know, maybe 90 days is a bit much. Next link today is megabus.com/UK. Now, I didn't realise that Megabus were in the UK, and they also have the megatrain.com as well. I'm putting this out there because I want to know, is there Wi-Fi on the Megabus in the UK? Because I know in the US, the Megabus and the Bolt Blue both have free Wi-Fi on board. And to be honest with you, it's almost like paying for working space, because if they do have Wi-Fi on board, yeah, having a trip from Birmingham down to London, which is going to take 2.5-3 hours, it's almost like renting virtual office space, because you can get on the bus, somebody else is doing the driving, open your laptop, get on the Wi-Fi, and off you go. But looking at the prices are quite good, and they've got some good times. Some really late leaving buses from Victoria around 12 o'clock. And I've always been concerned about how I was going to get back from London after 10 o'clock at night, because, you know, I have to put 2 hours on my trip, so 2 hours back into Birmingham. If you miss the last train, then you're stuck in Birmingham, I can't get back. So I like the idea of the fact that they've got a bus that's like, you know, I think there's one at 12 and I think there's one later than that. So if in an emergency you need to get back from London, megabus.com, and do some reasonable prices as well. Last link today is Vidly, vidly.com. This is another one of those sites. It seems to be, you know, four or five of these just coming out of nowhere at the moment. The best way to share videos on Twitter: you can either choose a file to upload or you can record a new video using your webcam and then share it on Twitter. Very simple, really easy to use. I think they've got an iPhone application as well for the iPhone 3GS. I haven't gone down the road of getting one of those yet because I don't really want to be on a contract with anybody anymore. You might have known for the last couple of months, but I'm trying to live a little bit more off the grid and sort of a little more low footprint. And so the next phone I buy, if it is a 3GS, because there's lots of other different things coming on the market, tablets, and the Archos 5 looks amazing. If I do go for the 3GS, it'll be one that I buy, you know, direct, unlocked from either France or Italy, a little excursion to go and grab one. And I'll wait for the price to become really reasonable. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.